Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer, so let's bring her out. The star attraction, the one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now. I am Judy Gold, your host, and I'm actually having a Kill Me Now moment right now, literally right now.
This is special.
This is a special edition of Kill Me Now because I'm in the middle of a fucking Kill Me Now moment.
Oh,
I'm here with Lauren Hennessy. Lauren is a transgender but won't get the surgery, so you have to call Lauren him.
Okay.
Just because it's correct.
Because that's what he... You know, but I have to explain it. And our guest today is Dionne Forrest, also known as Diane Shulman from Boston. Dionne is an 80-year-old.
Yeah.
You look like, you know.
Well, only my plastic surgeon.
You know, and Dionne has been performing for how many years?
60 years. My mother made me perform.
Okay, we're going to get to that. I just have to start. Now, the podcast is Kill Me Now because I talk about things that piss me the fuck off and things that, you know, piss my guests off.
Right.
So here we are. We decided, okay, we're going to record at the CBS studios.
Okay.
So they won't let Lauren touch the board because Lauren is not a producer here.
They said they will next time.
They're better because Jared is here, who's an intern studying music at University of Miami. Okay, he's going to be a senior, his birthday September 7th, and he's running the board. And we started the podcast, and we were having a great time, and Jared says, oh my God, it's not recording. Because Jared didn't fucking push record. Is that correct, Jared?
That is 100% correct.
May I cut in?
No,
here?
Do not defend Jared. No,
I'm just going to say I love Jared, because he's making me look great right now. I'm not defending him.
Jared, now... What day of your internship is this?
Day five.
Day five.
Yeah.
And did you not say this was the best time you've had at the internship?
Oh, without a doubt.
and you fucked it up.
He said, without a doubt, day five.
Oh, boy.
For those of you
How
listening.
Are you going to make that up to us, Jared?
Can I go get you that tea?
Shut the fuck up. All right.
He's trying to buy Judy off with tea, and it's not
That's
working.
That's fine. So, Dion Forrest. So, people can find you. A lot of people will not know who you are.
Right. But a lot do.
But a lot of people do know who you are. But yes. This is an audience that goes all over.
Okay.
And Dion is a performer, well-known in the city.
Right.
But you've traveled all over the world.
Yes.
You play the ukulele.
Yes, the piano.
And the piano. And you
like
know...
you.
Right. And you and 9 languages.
Right.
Wow. Fluent?
No, I'm only fluent in the French and the Spanish, sort of.
Only.
The rest, the
and
rest
English? Of, what about Hebrew?
No, I can sing in them. I learned how to sing.
It's
in
like a
language.
Stutterer who can't speak, but then when they sing, they don't stutter.
That's right.
So you're like that with. All right. And you had a show called I Married a Nun?
Yes, my first one-woman show was I Married a Nun, and it was very successful.
Right. And then you just did another show where you got rave reviews.
Yes, in Orlando at the Fringe Festival.
That's now you're 80 years old going to the Fringe Festival.
Yes.
And they're all Jareds at the Fringe Festival.
Oh,
they're all 20
tootin'.
And don't know what the fuck they're doing.
You're darn tootin'.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you get respect, Dion?
Oh, I get a lot of respect. My show is titled Around the World in 80 Years.
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes. But it was amazing. The young people didn't come as much as the older people came. Because the older people wanted to see what do you do when you're 80 years old.
Right. So, but the younger people would have enjoyed it.
They would have loved it. So the next time I'm going to change the name, you know, like,
it's just so stupid.
What are you going to change the name to?
what is it? Having sex in 20 languages.
Nice.
Something about fucking.
That.
It
That's
has to be
right.
about fucking
and
to get the kids there.
How about around the bed in 80 years?
That's not bad.
No. When, I will think of the title.
Yeah.
Do you still have sex?
Oh, do I? Yes.
And
yes.
do you have
That's
sex
the problem.
With women or men?
Both.
Why limit yourself?
Okay.
Both.
So, and what's your type?
What is my type?
Yeah.
If they're nice, that's my
type. It's all about being nice?
Being nice.
Age, that you don't give a shit?
Oh, no, I don't care. I love younger people very much.
Yeah, I know, because that's what keeps you young.
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, it's so, older people are annoying.
Yeah.
Except some are really great.
do you like trannies?
It's all a state of mind.
I haven't tried that yet, so I have no idea.
That's the first time for everything.
Okay. Well, I have no idea. Okay.
Lauren, shut up. You're married. Shut the fuck up.
You are engaged, and you spent the whole last show last week flirting with Rachel Feinstein, so I get to flirt with Dan.
I didn't flirt with her, and now Elisa's going to think I was flirting with her. Then Elisa's going to, my partner,
that's
Elisa,
why I said
gets
that.
Very, but I did not flirt with her at all.
No,
I never flirt. I'll totally. Flirt with Dion.
Please.
Hey. all right, so Dion.
Yes.
You are a fascinating woman. So you were born in Boston.
I was born in Newton, Massachusetts.
Newton, Mass., also right. known as Juton, Massachusetts, because it's
right.
all Jews.
It's all
Jews. Jew. And then did you go to college?
Yes, I went to Middlebury in Vermont.
Oh, that's a great school.
I was the only Jewish girl in the college.
Oh, my God.
The only one, so I started Hillel.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, my
too.
God.
You
your life
that?
Is fascinating. Okay. And so what did your mother go to college?
She went a couple of weeks to Sergeant Phys Ed College, and she decided to get married instead. So she
Sergeant Phys Ed College?
Yeah, that's Boston University in 1920 or something like that.
Wait, so your mother was going to be a physical education teacher?
Yeah. And then she quit. It was too hard.
It was too hard? And she married your father,
who's a lawyer.
Who was a lawyer? What
right.
kind of lawyer?
Everything. Real estate, divorce, anything.
Okay. So your father was a lawyer and your mother was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. And she had
I mean,
her
there's
priorities
no fucking
straight.
Way. Do you think your mother was a lesbian?
No, but I think my aunt was. But they didn't know then. You know,
right.
This
right.
is
'cause you couldn't. Yeah, yeah.
30s. They didn't know.
I didn't
know.
Well, some of them knew. But like, you know. Okay. So then did you get, so then you went to Middlebury. What happened?
And I got married.
To
a nice Jewish boy.
Who was a?
Erwin Cohen. And he didn't know how to pleasure a woman. It wasn't a great marriage.
Okay.
But the only trouble was that the woman was me.
Right. So.
That's an issue.
Wait. So what did Erwin do for a living and how'd you meet him?
A lawyer. Through my father. That's how you did it.
Were you attracted to Erwin?
Yeah. What did I know? I was
innocent.
Well,
so you're walking down the aisle at your wedding and you're like.
I'm wishing I wasn't there.
You did? You wished you weren't there?
I wasn't there.
Can you tell in the videos? Were there videos and stuff?
No, there were
photographs.
Stills, and you could tell in the stills. Diapositive, colored slides.
Did you? Excuse me. Was Erwin miserable too?
No, he loved it. He liked the money. He liked my family's money.
Oh, you had. And where was Erwin from?
Brighton, Boston.
Oh, yeah. Oh, blue collar.
Southie.
All right. So you marry Erwin. How long are you married?
4 years.
Four?
4 years.
And so you're a divorced woman.
Yeah.
In the, what, 1950s?
I divorced him in 1962.
And that's my year of my birth.
Oh, God help us.
All right, so you divorced him in 19, which was not good then.
No,
that was like, oh my God, they're divorced.
Yeah, my parents didn't tell anybody
of
for 100 years. They never told anybody. My wedding picture was always there.
Oh, that's
unbelievable. Sweet. That's what a Jewish woman did
right.
not get divorced.
So you got divorced, but
and
no
I went
one
to
knew.
Paris.
And you went to Paris.
I went to Paris to fool around.
Okay.
You're such a badass.
So you went to Paris in 1962.
That's
what,
right.
Did Erwin remarry?
Yes, he remarried immediately.
And had kids?
I don't know. I never kept in touch.
Because we could look him up because there's
I
only one Erwin Cohen in the entire world. Okay. All right. So then you go to Paris.
I go to Paris and I
How old
around.
Are you?
I'm 28 years old.
Okay. So you're 28, divorced, and you go to Paris.
And I never.
Where really are you living?
Had. I'm living at the Cité Universitaire, where is all the students live. So,
but you're not a student.
Yes, I am. I studied singing. I'm becoming French. Pantomime.
Oh, you studied theater.
Men.
Okay. And then you started fucking French men.
Oh, yes. I want to find out what love was all about.
Right. And they were not circumcised.
Somewhere.
So all right. the first time you had sex with Erwin was after you got married, correct?
That's exactly
Did
it.
Did you have any other sexual experiences?
Not even for him. No, never.
Not even kissing? No one touched your boobs?
Oh, no. We necked in those days.
Did they touch your boobs?
One guy did.
And did you touch his wiener?
But it was a sin. I wasn't. No.
You could never touch their
this
wiener?
This was a different world.
I can't fucking believe that.
Different world.
You marry someone and you never saw his wiener or a hard-on?
No.
That's fucking awful.
Everyone was missing out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. See, nowadays it's a different
You're a lesbian.
Story.
But there must have been some women that had premarital sex then.
Oh, there were. But I was a good Jewish conservative girl. What do you want?
So, and do you have any siblings?
I had a brother 10 years older.
And?
Yes. And?
He was perfect?
No, he married the wrong woman.
Jew?
Jew, right.
Did he have kids?
And he had two kids.
Okay. And and so you're a mistake because you're 10 years.
I was 10 years younger, and evidently mother kept didn't want she wanted to have the perfect child, so she waited till she had me 10 years later. And she wanted me to be perfect.
So you were perfect.
Accomplished.
So you were perfect, and then you go to France.
And then
And where'd you live?
I lived there in the, what do you call it?
Arrondissement. The 18th. And then?
So the first year I discovered men, and then I went to Israel with my mother. She wanted me to come back to Boston. I said no.
So you were only there a year.
And then I went, and the next year I studied women.
Nice.
Okay.
You studied abroad.
Hey, good night, ladies. Hey. Bah, 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 bah. All right, I'm giving you that one. Now shut the fuck up. So, wait, Dion. So, wait a minute. So you only stayed in France for a year?
A year and a half.
And then you went back,
come back.
And then she takes you to Israel?
No, they took me to Israel in between. And then they begged me to come home for my niece's wedding.
Okay. So was the trip to Israel to make you like come to God?
Probably. It was in the old days.
Okay, so you go to Eretz Yisrael.
That's right.
Which wasn't even a state.
No.
Until 1968.
This was, I think, after 60. I can't
remember. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Okay, so.
Jerusalem. You had to look at Jerusalem from a hill.
Right.
You couldn't go into Jerusalem.
Right, right. Okay, so.
That's where Jesus was born.
Whatever. So then you go back to Boston.
Right.
And you go to your niece's wedding.
I go to my niece's wedding.
Was she happy at her wedding?
Yes, she was happy. Still married, if you can believe it.
Jew? Did she marry a Jew?
A Jew, nice Jewish boy
okay.
from New York.
All right.
And so I kept trying to meet guys there, and they're all the same guys I knew from before. So I said, I'm going to New York. I really want to go to Paris, but they wanted me nearby, so I came
when,
to New York.
So what was your first lesbo experience?
In Paris.
Yeah, who was it?
And I'm still friendly with her.
Really?
Oh, that's
yes.
awesome.
I just saw
who
her
is
two
she?
Years ago. Michelle. It's Michelle Dardenne.
And what does she do?
She's retired. Everybody I know is
retired. I know,
retired.
But what did she do?
She was a bus driver.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hot. She wore a uniform.
She wore a uniform.
Nice.
Did you rip it off? Did you rip off that uniform?
Of course.
So
she did.
Was the she was the butch, right?
Of course.
Did they have dildos then?
No. Just people.
So fingers and all right. So Jesus. Jared, are you enjoying this? Even though you fucked up the beginning. Anyway, all right. So did you fall in love with Michelle?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
And my parents made me come home.
They fuck them. All right.
Lesbian. Yeah.
But you're still friends with Michelle.
Still, yeah.
Are you attracted to Michelle?
Well, not anymore. She's not interested in sex now.
Oh,
can you
God.
Believe it?
That's terrible.
Can you?
And she lived her life as a lesbo.
That's right. Exactly.
Lesbian bed death.
Okay. Yeah.
She's like 73 now. She's not interested. Most of the women my age are not interested.
Why?
That's because you have to remind them. That is
They're
your duty.
They're not interested. But, you know, I'm still interested. And my rule is it ain't over till the fat lady's dead.
Right. Exactly.
You hear that?
With
listeners?
Her dry vagina. Okay. So. That's how I ordered my martini the other night.
Dry
I
vagina.
Swear to God, I said to the waiter, I said, can I have a Chopin martini? He's like, how do you want it? I said, I want it with three olives and as dry as an 84-year-old woman's vagina.
Nice.
And he didn't react. I go, you can't fucking react. Like,
he must know you.
Whatever. All right, so you go back to New York.
So I come to New York and I want to make a career.
Are you
here.
Working at all, making money?
Oh, yes. I always played piano in cocktail lounges. Oh,
right.
Cool. And I joined the union right away and I
right.
worked every, all the time. All
okay.
the time.
Did your parents come see you perform?
Yes, they did. In Boston, they saw me perform.
And did they bring their friends and everything?
No, really. They thought I was a glorified B-girl.
Oh.
You know, they didn't know what. So I said, she says, why aren't you teaching school? Because I got a master's
right.
education.
They all wanted the women to be teachers.
And by B-girl, you don't mean breakdancer, right?
That's right. Well, I could be. So I said, you gave me the piano lessons and the singing lessons. What did you expect?
All right. When you do that, it makes a noise.
Oh,
you
can't I'm so
do that.
Sorry.
It's all right. So what did you expect?
What did you expect?
So did you know Frances Fay?
No, I didn't know Frances Fay.
Okay.
Why, she's from Boston?
Well, no, she was a piano player in Vegas and a cabaret person, and she was out kind of at her late night show in Vegas and would just talk about, so
no,
I thought.
I was very in.
Yeah, no, out, you know what I mean. She would talk about her, you know, women and shit like that. Okay, but then when she went on TV, she didn't talk about that. Okay, so. You moved to New York.
I moved to New York, and here the world was open, and I did commercials and played in restaurants, et cetera, and I had a ball.
Okay.
And of course, I got a girlfriend right away.
Who?
And I got a boyfriend right away.
You had two going on at once?
Always, yes, until the last 25 years, till the nine.
So you always had a boyfriend and a girlfriend?
That's right. Yes.
Who did you like being with more?
Well, probably the girlfriend.
Right. Because you're a lesbian and you grew up then and you like, I don't want to be a full lesbian.
That's right. Never. You know, so I did a whole show about bisexuality, the show before this one, because, you know, the straights don't.
Well, people your age don't want to talk about.
No, they don't.
We like to call them breeders here.
What? I'm a breeder.
That's true.
So you never had children?
No, darn it. I wish I did.
You do.
I envy you.
Oh, thank you. It is a great thing.
In my day, we didn't do it when we were single.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, whatever. So now, yeah, there's all different kinds of families, but the best kind of family has 19 kids and the women are oppressed and the older brother fondles them. Okay. So those are God fearing God.
And Jesus.
So my show, you know, is called Kill Me Now because everything pisses me off.
Right.
I wanted to ask you, growing up in the 40s and 50s, okay, I want to know what pissed you off then. Like, what got you mad then?
Because I was always, in my brain, a strong girl, woman. And the boys got it all.
Right.
My mother said, when you go out with a boy, tell him how great he dances. Tell him this, tell him that. And here, I was just as good as most of the boys.
Of course, better.
And that was the culture then. And I knew something was wrong. But
right.
I didn't know how to deal with it.
Right.
So I did what they said.
Okay. And do you regret that?
Yes,
at all?
I do. But
look at you now.
80 years old.
I know, but you look at you. You're like a trailblazer.
Yes, you are. Yeah. And you've lived like more lives than most people do their entire life.
Great. That's great.
Already. Probably by the time you were 20.
Okay. So you grew up, was there air conditioning?
No.
Yeah, no air conditioning.
We sat on the stoop and my mother built the porch to be an outdoor sleeping.
Right.
This is what you did in the 40s.
Right. Cause my mother was born in 1922.
There
so I
go.
Know there was no, the first TV.
No. I had it.
The
when
radio?
I was 14. 14.
But
was the
before
first
that.
Time. Sorry. We listened to the radio every night.
And you'd sit around the radio
around
in
the
your
radio.
Living room.
Listen to Jack Benny. Listen to The Shadow. This was our life.
Right.
And at noon we'd listen to all these radio things.
Okay. And then TV came.
Then TV came, and my mother wouldn't let us have the TV till, you know, after 2 years. And then we were allowed to have it in the house.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to get a color TV.
There you go.
Because we couldn't get one because my mother read some article that it gave off radiation.
Right.
And we had a fucking black and white TV. I used to do a joke about it. And I did this joke about how we had a black and white TV and we finally got her to buy us a color TV. And thank God this was after remotes were invented because we could never get up from the sofa to change a channel with our lead aprons on.
Good joke.
You don't even fucking get it, Jared.
Radiation was a really big
thing. I know. Meanwhile, we're eating sugar and shit and crap and processed. All right. Anyway.
Microwave food.
And putting fucking oil on our faces and laying out in the sun. All right. Anyway. So you had a TV and you wanted to be on TV?
Yes. I was on TV when I was, 13 years old. I did a pantomime. The Schillinger House became the Berklee School of Music.
Right.
And I took lessons there and they had community auditions, community opticians. Was the one who sponsored it. So I was on one of their first programs. I would love to.
They were
the
opticians
video.
And they wanted it on TV so you could see the person.
Yeah.
Good night, folks. Yeah. Okay.
So I did
it must have been a huge thing that you were on TV.
Yes, it was fantastic.
All right. So was your mother like, well, Diane is on television on UFF, what was it? UF whatever, and you had to turn the dial. So we had to turn
Channel 2 still.
Yeah. It was just,
believe it
okay,
or not.
You don't know anything about this. So don't say RCA. I'm talking about the UHF channel on the bottom, which was like.
You weren't talking
local.
About the radio?
No. Okay, so then TV, okay? And then I remember the first answering machine. For the phone, I remember tape recorders.
I wouldn't get,
cassettes.
I had a wire recorder.
Right.
We had wire recorders 1953 at college. Nobody knows this. It came in before tape.
Right.
And that's how I learned French on a wire recorder.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And the wire would break.
Right.
And so you didn't know how to really fix it. And thank God years later, they invented tape.
I have so many cassette tapes that I put together, like music that I loved, which is now like on Pandora when you pick a station and I want to transfer them. And I got this thing to transfer it and it doesn't work on a fucking Apple. It only works on a PC. So I'm really pissed off. Yeah. So do you think, cause I believe, and I really want your opinion on this, that cell phones, computers, social media have ruined
yes.
the human race.
I hate it. I want to go back to 40, 50 years ago.
Right.
I hate it. I wish we go back to no computers, no nothing. It's not human anymore.
It is not human. The app, this fucking pisses me off. The Apple Watch, okay, sorry, tells you when you have to stand up and walk around. People, all right, so what pisses you off?
What pisses me yeah. off? Now what pisses me off is I'm just broken up. In a relationship.
Oh, with whom?
Their loss.
With a girl.
Mm-hmm.
A woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just broken up.
I'm who sorry. Broke up with who?
I decided enough's enough.
Okay.
Okay. Did she want to break up?
No, but she kept wanting that.
The money?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that? I don't get that.
Chicks, man.
Oh, you think guys don't do that?
Well, guys don't make as much money as their as their girlfriends usually.
Yeah, right. Okay, so
I just broke up.
And what did she do? Was she upset?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, she's very upset. She won't talk to me. She won't talk to me.
So this happens when you're in your 70s and 80s. The same fucking bullshit.
The same thing. And the thing is, so I like younger people.
Right, of course.
I love younger people. So now, you know, I'm looking around, but the younger people look at an older person, and they only see what's on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no idea there's still a big fire burning in my furnace.
I know that.
I know that. I love older people.
I know, but a lot of people don't. The guys, the girls.
Fuck them. They're such fucking losers. All right.
Okay, youngins. You should learn a thing or two because it's awesome.
All right, shut up. So, Lauren doesn't know his place here.
I'm learning. I'm trying.
Okay, thank you. I love... Don't you love Dion?
I do.
What's wrong with you, Jared? I forgot to take my... You didn't fucking laugh. You haven't laughed in the past few minutes.
He's laughing on the inside.
You're an asshole. All right, so... Dion.
Yes.
So I really want to talk about, because I believe, like, my son is on his fucking phone, 13.
Okay.
And my other son's on his phone. They fucking text. I get in fights with Elisa because the text, if I don't put the right expression or emoji, it's fucking ridiculous. I want to just, no one calls, no one makes eye contact, no one talks. A few years ago, went to Paris. We went to Paris for Elisa's birthday for 5 days. I did not get a plan. I did not bring my phone. I did not. And it was great. I remember that. It's like natural. I remember sitting and waiting, you know, for a phone to ring. And I lived in my head. It was like, so yeah. How you have seen so
I've seen
much.
It. I, you know, if I had kids, you know, I don't. But if I had kids, I wouldn't allow it. I say, you got to talk, you know, not around me. None of
this
stuff.
It's unbelievably hard to take it away.
I know it is. People tell me.
Yeah. Ben said one of his friends' mothers, the minute they all go to this friend's house, she makes them all put their phone in a basket.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And they don't go to her house anymore.
See, this.
She's like not popular now.
Well, what's the point?
I mean, literally, he'll. All right. I do call him from the other room because my knees hurt and I don't want to get up. So I have to say that. But it's fucking, they don't live. And like, I notice like at like my kids' shit, like, you know, whatever, if they are doing a play or this or that, you don't even watch it. You just look at it through a phone. It's like, no, I want to just be there and remember it the way I remember it.
I think there will be a pendulum from
that. I think
that.
There's going to be a change.
Yeah.
Now that we're all, we got hacked now by the Chinese.
Yeah,
it's fucking,
change.
Everything is on a fucking computer. Yeah. Let me tell you, when I write, I often write on my computer, but I will handwrite and so much more shit comes out, you know? It's like, I don't know. Like, all right. So I'm a musician. You're a musician, which we're going to get to.
I'm a musician.
Whatever. Someone else is here, but I don't know who it is. They could now have a ukulele setting. Ugh, sorry about the mic. The ukulele setting on some keyboard instead of having a
That was
not the fucking same.
No.
It's not the same.
No. I don't like to hear this electronic music.
So do you, what do you do when you get, do you get pissed off?
I get furious.
And how do you do? Do you take temper tantrums? Do you cry? Do you throw things? And has your anger changed as you got older? Like the way you express it?
I get furious.
Like,
and I will yell, and I have to not yell. I have to not.
Why?
Because the shrink says you mustn't yell so much. You know.
I heard people who let it out live longer.
Maybe that's why I'm still living.
Right. So you don't yell. Will you do a song for us?
Oh, I'd love to. And, well, you know, as I said, I'm dating... I'm dating again. And, well, I mostly go out... with younger guys, because everyone
else... Why do you have to say guys?
Well, because so far for agents to book, they don't want you out of the...
I understand that, but you're one of a kind.
Wait a minute.
You're one of a kind. You're a gay 80-year-old. Everyone would fucking love that. I guarantee you.
Everyone does love that.
Right. You'll get all the gays.
Well, so far I haven't. I mean, I perform all over.
Because you're not being truly yourself.
Okay.
Here we go.
After today, I will be.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I know.
And we're going to, well, can we put in our description?
Yeah.
Gay-ish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Gay-ish.
Yeah, gay-ish. Yeah. I had a girlfriend for 25 years.
Yeah. You don't need to be in the closet. You're a fucking icon. You're a fucking Leslie who's 80 and still out there performing. Come out. Come out wherever you are.
Yeah, amen.
What? I mean, it's always like these young kids who are. No, I want to see.
You'll connect more with the younger generations if you talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, tell the agents this.
Okay, all the people that agents want you to perform for are going to be dead in 2 years. You want the young people.
Yeah.
All right, so you're a Leslie. Okay, so let's redo the intro where you actually say a woman. I just broke up. All right.
I just broke up, but I really date a lot, and I date mostly, you know, younger women, because everyone else is dead.
Right.
And, well, the young women love me. A lot of them, because when I go down, I can't get up.
Bing bong! Jared even liked that. See, Jared's 20, and Jared loved that.
He's ready to jump your bones.
Yeah.
She's gay, you can't.
But as a...
She's mine.
Shut up!
But as I tell you, you know, they only see a lot of them what's on the surface.
Right.
So...
Caitlin.
I ain't 16, not a beauty queen, and my eyes are bagging and my skin is sagging. That's the reason that you don't love me. Maybe that's not love. I ain't 20 either, and I don't care neither, and I dye my hair, not just here, but there. If that's the reason that you don't love me, maybe that's not love. If you don't see I rock, well, we ain't gonna roll. If you don't wanna pitch my tent, put away your pole. If you want a younger model, I wish you well, sweet pea. 'Cause if you can't see what I got, you ain't getting me. Older ladies, older ladies, everybody join in. Older I got big old breasts that droop from my chest, perk near down all the way to my nest. That's the reason that you don't love me. Maybe that's not love. If you don't see I rock, oh baby, we ain't gonna roll. If you don't think I'm tasty, don't eat my casserole.
Yeah!
If you want a younger mother, I wish you well, sweet pea. 'Cause if you can't see the bang I got, you ain't banging me, everybody.
Ladies,
heart of Vaughn. Once more, please.
Older ladies, older ladies,
older ladies. What are we, ladies? We're divine.
Wow! Yes, Dionne Forest.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
I love that song. Jared, 20 years old, loved it.
The young people love me when I'm on stage. Love
me. I'm telling you now, it's time to come out.
Okay.
And you, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Like, look at the Golden Girls. It was the gayest show in the world. It was about four gay guys. Yep. That was that show.
Yeah. Yep.
That was Sex in the City.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. All right. This is your year.
I think she just did.
You know what, Lauren? You don't tell me when I'm stopping that topic of conversation, okay?
Thank you, Bob.
Jared, you're 20. What'd you think of that?
Smash hit. I loved it.
You did? And Jared took a video of it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
So tell me what makes you, because it is Kill Me Now. First of all, I need to know, antidepressants, what are you on?
Wellbutrin.
Me too! That's what?
A little every other day. Otherwise, I get dizzy. It's funny.
Yeah, it does make you dizzy.
That side effect.
Yes, and what else?
That's it, and a little Ambien.
Mm-hmm.
A little Lipitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it.
Do you smoke marijuana?
No, I never
Have you
did.
Ever?
No, I'm pure.
Oh, my God.
That's
so
the problem.
Did you ever regret not smoking marijuana?
No, I tried it once.
It's not too late.
Okay, do you drink?
No, once wine with the meal, maybe, if somebody pays for it.
I'm going to drop dead. I am so... I smoke, I drink,
You're a different generation.
I don't smoke cigarettes, but I do work out all the time. Do you work out?
Yes, I do. I play golf.
I just started.
I tried
it once and I loved it. And it's like the sound of the ball going in the air is like addicting.
I'll take you to Southampton and I'll teach you.
Really?
I'm a very good teacher.
With all your family money? Okay.
Judy got a sugar mama.
I know.
I'm going through it.
Hi, Lisa. I met a woman. And okay. So when you get to the point where you're screaming, what is it usually about? Like give me one instant where you're like, kill me now.
Life is not fair.
Right.
Life is not fair.
Right.
I thought I was going to be with the last one for 25 years. It's not fair.
So relationships make you.
Relationships is the worst.
Right.
Yes.
Does the inequality of women and the fact that you're looked at as an older person immediately piss you off?
Yes. When I go out with people my age, especially like, you know, you meet the men on the golf course
Right. Men?
Men are, yes. It's
you meet the
men.
Women on the golf course.
No, you meet mostly men. I hate
There's
to
some, come on, the LPGA, whatever's all lesbies. Go.
You meet a guy and they give a monologue. The fellow's my age. You have to listen and say yes, yes. It's unbelievable.
Don't do it. You know where you need to go?
Tell me.
She needs to do that Lesbo Festival in Palm Springs.
You need to do Pride this month.
I know.
I am performing twice.
Oh, good.
What's that the thing? Palm Springs. What's her name? She was a Lesbo.
Dinah.
Sure, have you ever done the Dinah Shore?
I went there. I went there to see two other comics, Michelle and...
Michelle Ballin, who I love.
And the other one. And I went there.
Who's the other one? Suzanne Westenhofer or no?
No. The one who's at the Gotham. I forget her name. Yeah.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Jessica Kirsten. Very funny. Yes.
You know pantomime well.
I know.
You're a good mime.
I studied it in Paris.
All right. So you would be a perfect.
Of course, but I'm not known yet. They call me sort of a younger Betty White, but nobody's.
You're a lesbo.
Right. But so I got to be discovered. You know, I'm discovered around town, but not anywhere else.
I got to hook you up with my lesbo agent.
Please.
Because
I'm a no.
What other. Now, do you do mostly songs?
Oh, no, no, I do a lot of comedy.
Stand-up?
Stand-up comedy. I do it. I've done it at Caroline's. I'm doing the Gotham, the Metropolitan, all the time.
Right.
That's how I practice
But
my
you
shits.
Always bring
I
your
always,
ukulele.
I bring it. That's what makes me different.
How old is that ukulele? That is not what makes you different, the ukulele. Okay?
No, it's
what
not.
What makes you different is that you're 80 fucking years old.
Yes.
Going around to the clubs.
Yes.
You're a lesbo.
You're an 80-year-old, 20-year-old.
I know.
Lesbo.
Right.
Which is awesome.
And you're fucking hilarious and talented.
And you're a badass and a player.
All right, so go ahead.
When I switched, I was a French chanteuse, made a lot of money as a French chanteuse.
Go ahead.
And then the World Trade Center fell down, 11-1. Mm-hmm. So all the jobs were sort of canceled for a year.
Right.
I was sick of not performing, so I knew Caroline, and she put me in touch with a writer, and I said, I want to try the comedy. I'm a little like Victor Borge. So I said, but I sing.
Borge.
Yeah. I said, I sing. You can't sing on the comedy stage.
Oh, see, this is what I hate when people tell you what to. Yes,
that's
you fucking
what pisses
can.
Me off.
You can fucking do whatever
that's
you
right.
want.
So I went home and I figured I got to sing on the comedy stage. They don't have time for a piano, blah, blah, blah. I look and there's the ukulele my parents gave me when I was 16 years old.
Is that the ukulele
no,
you
no,
have?
It isn't. Oh. It can't hold its tune.
Right.
And I brought it to Linda and I said, and so that's how.
Who the fuck is Linda?
Linda Smith, who was.
Oh, Linda Smith. Yes. I love Linda Smith. Yes.
So she's my first coach. Okay. We'll do the song.
Right.
See, when my parents brought it up, I asked them for a guitar. And when they brought up the ukulele, I said, hey, I asked for a guitar.
Right.
They said, no, guitars are for boys.
Oh, my God.
Honest to God. Even then they knew I was AC/DC.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, what about. All right, that joke's not going to work because no one knows what AC/DC is except for me. Do you know what AC/DC is? No, not the band. That's what they used to call bisexual people, AC/DC.
Right.
What does it stand for?
AC/DC.
Two
like
currents.
Two different ends of a battery.
Got you.
So you do both ends. You're AC/DC.
Like
that's
it.
What we used to say.
I like
she's
it.
And fairy. He's a fairy. They used to say fairy.
We still say fairy.
All right. You can't use AC/DC in
I used it 10 years ago.
All right. You're done with AC/DC.
It didn't work.
Okay. So
now you can say
it
big
was
old
a
dyke.
Joke.
It's very funny. So I love her. I love her. I was just going to fucking say something, but the memory's going. I can't with the fucking memory. Do you do puzzles or anything?
Oh, yes. I do the crossword puzzles.
Me too.
And that keeps you going.
That's what I do. And I read a lot. But, all right. So your goal is you want to be famous.
Well, I just want to work a lot.
Yeah.
I don't care how famous I get. I love entertaining.
So what, did you ever yell at Caroline for?
No, I never yelled at Caroline because I play golf with her.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Is she good?
Yeah, she's good. Everybody's getting better than me because I'm getting older. But I was good, too.
Fuck them. They're not that good.
So that's how I met Caroline. Never yelled at her, no.
You met her on the golf course.
On the golf course, yeah. Wow. We belong to the same club. So that's why I'm a comedian.
So you go to
Can
the
you
club?
Believe it? Yeah, I go to the club.
Do they know you're a lesbian there?
Yes, and they... They come to my parties, right?
Right.
But you think I'm invited to their parties or their homes?
What?
Yes.
Do you think that's because you're a lesbian?
Yes. Mm. Or they think I'm going to steal their husband. I haven't figured out which.
How old are their husbands?
You buy 80, girls.
75, 80.
Now, do you go to the Friars Club?
I used to belong.
And what happened?
There. Everybody was just giving me their business card.
I still belong. But you should perform there. Do you ever perform there?
I performed there once.
When?
About 5-6 years
ago. No, you got to perform there.
All right. I guess.
You got a whole thing going here.
Yeah. Okay. Let's work this out.
What do I have to look forward to in my old age? Now, do you have any fake joints?
No.
Trudy
no,
does.
No.
I have a fake knee.
I know. You
and the other one needs
time.
To be replaced.
I know,
okay.
I know.
I have arthritis. Do you have arthritis?
No. I'm pretty healthy. I just had a stent put in 12 years ago. Otherwise, I'm healthy. And
is that the only surgery you've ever had?
No, I broke my wrist playing golf in August.
Okay.
And I've been continually breaking it. I've only had cancer. That's all.
That's nothing. Everyone has that.
I had lung cancer.
Oh, God. That's nothing.
And I
did you smoke?
Performing. No, but I worked in cocktail lounges. Oh,
that's what I think.
And
I used to come home. I used to come home from the road, open my suitcase, and my ex was like,
it smells of smoke.
It smelled my clothes. One night, I guess, a bunch of us were in a hotel room and none of us smoked cigarettes. And someone blew really hard in his hand and smoke came out. I mean, it's fucking disgusting.
I think that's where it came from.
So you have lung cancer. How are you now?
They took out the lung, the middle lobe, and I'm clear for a year and a half.
That's great.
Yes. So
yay, muscle top on that one. Oh, yeah, la, 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 la. Oh, sorry.
So that's the only bad thing. Otherwise, I'm fine, you know.
I'm telling you, Dion. All right. Do you have a Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
No, I gave up because I didn't know how to do it. I'm not great. I have to have people help me.
You need an assistant.
Yeah, you need an assistant.
So I get assistants in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you, you're on Facebook.
And I got email.
D apostrophe Y-A-N.
Forest.
Where'd you get Forest from?
When I got a nose job about 30 years ago or 40 years ago, we were trying to think of a new name. So came out Green and Diana of the Hunt. So we got Forest. So, because
I love how Dion is talking about her nose job and making her two fingers a scissor and cutting her nose.
Yeah.
Like pantomime cutting her nose off.
Yeah, so that's
okay.
Got
so what'd your
name.
Nose look like before, and then we have to go?
Not very much, just a little.
Why'd you fucking do that?
Because I would work in cocktail lounges in Union City, and they say, you're Jewish, you look like Barbara Streisand. And I said, no, I'm French. And they said, okay.
See, I won't change anything. I love my big fucking nose.
I think you have a beautiful, you're beautiful, and I'll never say that again.
I'm not I have a big nose, and I love it. I don't give a shit. Jared, let me see your nose.
It's not a big nose, it matches your fucking
you
face.
Have a teeny bump, but that's it.
Jared, Jared looks like Hercules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He looks like a Greek god. Yeah.
Greek statue.
Dion.
Oui.
No
yes.
homo.
Yeah. Jewish or French.
Is this the first podcast you've done in a
yes,
while?
Yes, it is. The first podcast.
Oh. Okay. You're going to fucking, all my listeners, I want you to go to Facecock and look up D apostrophe Y-A-N, Forest.
Forest. Right. And I got a lot of videos
and Dion Forest.
And DionForest.com.
Yeah.
D apostrophe Y-A-N.
The apostrophe can't be on one of those things.
Right. I don't know why you had to fucking name it like that.
Because
but
the French call me Dion. Dion. And that's what I was doing.
Whatever. thank you for being on. I really appreciate it.
So fun.
You're great.
Thank you.
I've been a fan of yours since I moved to New York.
Jeez.
Lauren, can you stop kissing ass right now? I'm trying to, you know.
You're such a cock block.
I know, baby. Dion, I am proud of you for your lesbianism and your being as out as you could be.
Me too.
And for being a trailblazer and for not following the rules.
Yes.
You are, you're great.
Thank you.
And
you're a New York
you
staple.
Deserve only good things.
Oh, I hope.
And you are young and beautiful and talented and kill me the fuck now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.